Now, the third path is the path of training to be planetary logos. Okay? So let's say Brian becomes a six-degree initiate, one of the few.
You're all in trouble.
And he says, "Boy, I'd like to be in charge of a whole planet someday." So if that's his desire, then he would choose the path of training for the being a planetary logos. Okay. Well, fourth is the path to Sirius. Sirius is a star system several light years from us. It's the brightest star in the sky. And it's composed of a very bright star, but much bigger than our sun, and much brighter. And then there's two other smaller stars close to it. And it's the home of what is called the Blue Lodge. And it has life forms that are very advanced there. And many people that become masters and pass sixth degree initiation decide they want to go there and learn from the brotherhood on Sirius. Now, what type of life forms are there? I don't know. Actually, DK tells us that on the Sirius system, they don't have the kingdoms the same way we do, like plant, animal, vegetable, and all these. But they have a different type of life form there. So what that is composed of, we're given very little information, except the brotherhood there is very advanced, and many people go from our system to Sirius to learn additional lessons. And there are higher initiations that are taken off this planet that can prepare us for.
Are those the ones that live in the sun? Are those the people that live?
Yeah, it's quite possible they live in the sun there. But he doesn't give us any details about it, but except the very advanced brotherhood there. Yeah, the next is the ray path. There's seven rays, and the seven rays are, we could give a whole class on them, but just like the seven rays are symbolized by seven colors in the rainbow, the seven musical notes, and the seven vibrations on seven orders that create everything in the physical universe. And there's different masters that will study these different rays and learn all about them and learn how to master them and become a master of these rays. And then the next one up is where the masters decide that they want to become a disciple of the solar logos. Now we have the planetary logos, which is the head guy of the whole Earth, which is called the Ancient of Days or Sanat Kumara. And he's very high up in compared to us, but he's a disciple of the solar logos, and the solar logos is much higher than him. And so many of the masters want to become a disciple of the solar logos and assist the solar logos, which is a very high entity, and his habitation is the sun. And the life forms in the sun are not like us, but they're of a higher order. And then the last one is the path of sonship, absolute sonship it's called. And this is where different masters attempt to stimulate the evolution of the planet as a whole. And not only the Earth, but other planets within the solar system and other systems, and they work to stimulate evolution as a whole. And DK says there's very little that can be said about this unless a person attains this. Now, DK himself, who wrote about all the initiations, is the fifth degree initiate himself. So if you want to see, if you think you're a fifth degree initiate, just read a few pages of what he's written and say, "Can I write something this profound?" And that's an example of the intelligence of a fifth degree initiate. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by DK, it's the writings of Alice A. Bailey, received by mental telepathy, about 21 different books through a Tibetan master who His name Dwell Cool, and we call him DK.
So what's the purpose of group initiation now? I mean, if we're going towards group initiation instead of individual group initiation, is that to speed things along? Why group?
Well, there's no group initiation going on right now, but that'll be something for the future.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now, being a member of a group helps you with your individual initiations, but there will be group initiations in the future, but that's really not happening yet as far as anything that we would know about. You know, may happen, something may be happening that we don't know about. Okay, finally, the seventh is the initiation of resurrection. This is where the person is totally freed from the hold of the physical plane, the emotional plane, the mental plane. All the worlds of form have no pull on him. It doesn't matter to him if he deals with the worlds of form or not. The only thing that matters to him is higher purpose. So he's not pulled into incarnation again. He can go into incarnation if there's some purpose, but he's pretty much not controlled by the lower desire nature at all. And so he's free to go on and serve in any sphere that's where he's needed. So he has no pull to the earth plane at all anymore. And this is a very difficult thing to achieve. Now, as I told you last week, to understand a seventh degree initiate, we have to understand that Jesus and the Christ were two separate people. That Jesus, the body of Jesus, was inhabited by two people at one time. One was Jesus, who was a reincarnation of Joshua, who was with Moses. And the second descended on him at his baptism, where it says the Spirit of God descended on Jesus like a dove and entered into him. This was the other person, a more highly evolved person, and this was a very high initiate. At the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus underwent the fourth initiation. But this other entity that was in him, guiding him, was Melchizedek in the past life, and he was a sixth degree initiate. And he passed his sixth degree initiation in the Garden of Gethsemane by dealing with the dweller of the threshold of the whole world. You have your personal dweller of the threshold, but the whole planet as a whole has a dweller in the threshold. And he broke through the dweller of the threshold with light. So it began the dispersion of the negativity that holds this whole earth in chains. And that was his sixth initiation and the beginning of the seventh. And after his death and resurrection, he began his seventh, and he will finish his seventh at his second coming. At his second coming, he will complete it. So his seventh has taken, he's been working on it for 2,000 years. Now, Jesus, the disciple Jesus, passed his fourth and began working on his fifth. He is now a fifth degree initiate, along with DK, who is a fifth degree initiate. But the Christ himself is working on his seventh. When he completes his seventh, he will have then no attachment to this world, and he will go to Sirius after, say, about 1,000 years from now, after we establish peace on earth, goodwill to men, as the angel sang that day. He will go to Sirius and turn the Christ position, which the Christ is actually a position held by the masters, and different ones occupied at different times. And he will turn it over to another master who goes by the name of Kuthumi. And he will assume the position of the Christ. And then in the far future, after the Christ spends a long period of time in the Sirius system, he will come back and minister to us again. But how far in the future that is, we don't know. It could be a million years.